Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
And we are back. Before you even knew it, we're back.
Yes.
That's what is this anyway?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name's Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius
from Parts Unknown, and this is the podcast dedicated to bringing you indie music
B
from
through
all
Z grade movies.
B,
oh, wait a minute, we're getting them confused again.
B through Z grade music.
And that one scene with the pig head. And
yeah, when they were fighting the sword guys.
Wait a minute, we're getting it confused again.
My brain is mush. We do too many podcasts.
Yes, we do. But we love this one especially.
But they're all gold.
That's right. They're all gold. Kung Fu gold.
My God.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we alluded to, we do a lot of different movie stuff. Boy, how about movie stuff shutting down? You know,
is that a national company?
I think
it is. Or
is it
regional? I'm not sure. I guess GameStop is a national company. So
yeah.
MovieStop. Yeah, it's sad, man. It's like all these movie stores are going to go away.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I guess they say they are going away, right? Didn't they say they're projecting that there won't be any DVDs?
Yeah, because the powers that be have decided that, you know, people don't want to buy things anymore. They just want streaming.
Well, let me tell you, as someone who's recently hated the world because of hackers, I don't think streaming's the way to go, man, because I lost a lot of stuff, and I'm still fighting getting stuff back,
I'm glad you reminded me about that. Because
when I buy something, it's mine forever, unless I sell it or someone takes it.
I'm glad you reminded me about it. The other day, I'm on my one of my computers, and I'm going on my blog, Destination Nightmare, and I'm going to load a story on there, and I do, and when I'm going to get out, I can't get out of it. I'm going, this is weird. So I shut off, and I came back on, I signed off. Afterwards, I went back on the website to my blog to check the links to see if they're good, and it says, the browser says, oh, this is a fraudulent website. Make sure that it hasn't been hacked or something like that.
They were trying to get you to send their information or something?
I don't know what it was, but I did a system restore to go back, and then when I did the system restore, Windows wouldn't come back, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Somehow or another, after like 2.5 hours, I got Windows 10 to come back. But I thought I lost Windows, all my programs, all my movies, all my everything.
As someone who's been through it just recently, I don't put any stock whatsoever in digital anything anymore.
No.
Nothing. You can keep it. I have quickly become one of those guys that if I do get something digitally, I rip it immediately to a physical media, which I was never like that before. I had to go through getting all my Mystery Science Theaters back, which I had the entire collection. Well, now I've got the entire collection back again, but it's on two different hard drives, and oh my God, just what a... We've made quite a mess of the world, and it's only going to get crazier and worse, so...
Yeah, beware of streaming.
Let's not stampede to the, no physical...
And in reality, they're saying it's because millennials don't want to own anything. They want streaming. Maybe that's part of it. The other part of it is that if it's streaming, the record companies, the movie companies, they have more money to make.
They can take it away.
You have to subscribe as opposed to buy it and loan it to me or buy it and let me copy it. You know, you have to subscribe to get it.
Yeah.
So they got more money involved in it, and
they're figuring out ways to make it happen. You know,
and it will happen.
Yeah.
And it will suck.
Sadly, pretty much. But I don't know. So anyway, when we come back, we'll hit some music up, and then I'll talk about some of the... I spent way too much money, of course, at the going out of business sale. But I'll spend more if I can get... If it gets higher percentages off. We'll see what happens. Here's some music. That happens.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Hey, gal, make your back so. Gal, your back, back. Gal, your back to the bone. Fine, go down, fine, go down. Make your bump, find the gong. Fine, go down, fine, go down. Why come up, gal? Fine, go down, fine, go down. Fine, go down. Me and me get it. Time you're done. Fine, go down. Fine, go down.
Down, 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 down.
Fine, gal, you no have gas. Why go down, then bring it up back. Gal, I no time for your stop. You like it rough, come in the rough stop.
Broke up, broke up, one bad. Broke up, broke up, one bad. Broke up, broke up, broke up, broke up, broke up, broke up, one bad.
Fine, go down. Fine, go down. Make your bump. Fine, the gong. Fine, go down. Fine, go down. Why come up, gal? Wine go down, wine go down, wine go down. Me and me get it in time, you're done. Wine go down, wine go down. Gal, they love when you wine. You're no lazy, catch with the wine. And if you leave, come back with the wine. That wine, they done a factory design.
What,
make your bump, find the gong, find godong, find godong. Why come up, gal? Find godong, find godong, find godong. Me and me get it in time, you're done. Find godong, find godong. Gal, me love when you wine godong.
All right, those first two were from Jay Tizzle, born in South Bend, Indiana, where he lives and produces music. He's been doing this kind of world fusion since 2004. You know, hey, great stuff. I played, what did I play? Third Floor and Body Talk. And then,
this
of course.
From Radio Candy, right?
Yep, and then Rated. Rated. Wine and Go Dung. Say that twice.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
What could be Greased Lightning?
Oh, John Travolta. Greased Lightning!
Oh, yeah, they play like Welcome Back, Kotter on one of these retro channels.
Oh, remember when he was young and funny?
Yeah.
And Horshack?
Yeah. Horshack passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show didn't age well, but.
Well, yeah, of course. Oh, let's do a fake show about greasers that never happened.
Up your nose with a rubber hose. Yeah.
I still say that.
Do you really?
Yep.
How about 23 Skidoo?
I still say that all the time,
okay.
Too.
How about Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too?
Nope, I don't say
that. Not that one?
No.
Okay.
I do say the other two all the time.
Oh, my God.
I always say something like, you know what those kids say, up your nose with a rubber hose, and people look at me like I'm stupid. Because I am.
You say to your charges at work, what is this? Up your nose with a rubber hose. What are you doing here? You're killing me.
Hey.
Anyway. Yeah. Hey! Whatever he did in
so,
that
yeah,
show. Yeah,
so
that was a great show.
I plopped down a big chunk of money after I labored over this purchase. I got the complete James Bond Blu-ray box set.
Wow.
23 movies.
That's a lot. I thought there were more than that.
Hello, movie hole. I'm like, well,
James Bond Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, I know. I'm going to watch so many of them in a row. I'm just going to watch them and watch. I'll be like,
and you're going to forget about those. Don't forget about our movies.
Gaspump
Don't
Girls.
Go. Don't put Gaspump Girls. Oh, yeah. That scene where, like, he's petting the cat and then that James Bond is tied to the laser. No. Wrong movie.
I'm going to, like, stroke in and out of Austin Powers.
And James Bond. Yeah. You're going to go, yeah, when Dr. Evil. No. That's the wrong. Oh, okay.
Scotty, don't. I'd be like, I love when James Bond said, Scotty, don't. And you're like, no, my God. Your brain has fallen out of your head.
So I'm guessing that at some point we'll be doing a James Bond movie for Slow Robot.
That'd be cool.
Why wouldn't we?
If you'd like one. I mean,
why wouldn't we?
We'll watch them and one that you like, you know, or whatever we can do.
Yeah, it'll probably be Goldfinger.
Cool.
I saw that in a drive-in with my parents back in the 60s.
Nice.
Yeah, a drive-in.
The
Lejeune drive-in in Miami.
The other one I bought. Totally out of nowhere. Because I'm walking through just looking. And it's only, at this point, it's only 20 to 30% off. I'm like, this isn't a massive savings, but whatever. There's a new Ghost in the Shell movie. I'm a huge Ghost in the Shell fan. You know, I had the first one. I have the second one. I actually drove down across the Skyway to a theater to see the second one in theaters.
Is that an anime?
Yeah. Okay. It's an anime, but it's really one of my favorites. I really love them. And then I have like the DVDs of the show. They had a show based on it that I have two of them. And I out of nowhere I'm like, when did this get released? And they were like, oh, it's new. And I'm like, what the hell? Like I don't. Sometimes you just haven't even heard nothing about it. I blind bought it because I'm like, well, of course I'm gonna, you know. But just weird, you know. And then there was some. They had like Cowboy Bebop. The whole series was there. And I was like, I couldn't remember if I even had it or not. So I'm like, I'm not going to just make a mistake and buy this stuff, you know, which happens a lot. I have a lot of doubles in my DVD piles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And then like all the, like those Kung Fu movies, especially I have so many of those Kung Fu packs of 50 There's like, all sorts of and then there's like three of them that are loose. It's the same ones in those. You know, you're like, oh my god. You know, if those of you who weren't around for the late '90s, early 2000s, we were DVD crazy, crazy.
It was glorious.
It was glorious.
I think it all started ending around. I think it hit its peak around 2005 or 2006,
something like that. I used to, every Sunday I would get the paper and I'd go right up to Best Buy and just like troll.
Oh, those are such wonderful days.
Looking. They had like B movies and Grindhouse and Kung Fu movies. They had real movies there. Like, wait, cool.
I feel a little tear coming. Yes, I
remember.
I remember getting out of work, cashing my check, and going to the Best Buy near my house and grabbing like a Something Weird double feature. You know.
Yep.
When they would carry just the most obscure, bizarre crap.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
I have a lot of my Kung Fu movies are like really great, mastered, beautifully presented, you know, movies, and that just went away.
Now, I was up in Ocala this week, and I did go to an FYE, and they had some Kung Fu box sets. They're not a lot. I got this for $3. I got this little Sonny Chiba one with like four movies, you know, for
Street
like
Fighter, Son of Street Fighter.
No, I don't think it was Street Fighter. I think it was some other ones. I'll bring it by.
I have the Street Fighter box set.
Yeah, yeah. Lady Sister Street Fighter, Lady Street Fighter, Street Fighter and Son, whatever. I don't know.
It's the same thing as like when Blockbuster went away. And I know a lot of people bash Blockbuster.
No, I bash them thoroughly. Because you know what Blockbuster did? They put every little mom and pop store out of business. And then they killed everybody and put everybody out. What do? They go out of business.
I know.
Hyzinga sells it and they go out of business.
I miss them. I missed them for the longest time. I don't now. I mean, you just move on in life, but sometimes a store in your area goes away and you're like, oh my God, you're sad. Like,
Hollywood Video too.
Yeah, you're honestly sad when they go away. You know, like the one, my barbershop went away. And you say, oh, it's some stupid barbershop. Hey man, I've been going there since 96. I sat in the same stair. I sat aside of Evel Knievel when he was getting his hair cut, listening to him talk and like, even though it's just a stupid barbershop, I knew them. They knew me. It was great, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
You just walk in, sucks. You go 23 Skidoo, and he's
and then
like,
he'd be like, hey, it's the rubber hose guy. Have a seat next to Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
1-2, square across the back.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Get out of here.
I'll pipe you in that.
Bada bing, bada boom. Get out of here.
Okay, I wasn't in Little Italy, New York when I was doing that. But no, so it's, but they go away and it makes an impact. It matters, you know? It's hard to imagine that stores matter because we're just used to the big store crap.
Change.
Where who cares, you know?
Change sucks.
Yeah, and the older you get, the weirder it is and the harder it is to deal with
sure
sometimes,
is,
you know?
It sure is, yeah.
Hey, let's change the subject by putting on some music.
All right. Change the music.
If only it were something like screamy in Japanese, maybe,
like what?
Oh, I don't know. Let's take a listen, shall we? Shan't we? Won't we? We could.
Shan't.
We will. Now, I should stop talking.
Please.
Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
America! Hamburger! We'll be right back. is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business.
Really?
People come from all over to get this.
only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Get yourself ready for a mean double bill. If coffee don't get you, JD will. Coffee and JD's Revenge. The baddest pair of heavyweights to ever hit the screen with a 1-2 punch like you've never seen. Coffee, she's sweet, black, and hot. Mess with her and you're playing with fire. JD's Revenge, where a dead man's soul comes back from the grave to seek out his killer and the vengeance he craves. Coffee'll cream ya, JD'll scream ya, so take a taste of double trouble. See Coffee and JD's Revenge, doing it together to do it to you. Pam Grier, Slim Terman, and Lou Gossett Jr. in Coffee and JD's Revenge. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Podgers? We don't need no stinking Podgers! Oh, no!
Oh my god, that was a foreshot of Tsuchimamire. I played for you American Hamburger, Kitchen Drunker, which was hilarious. And not, they weren't cursing. I'm going to go on record. It sounds a little bit funny, but they were not cursing during it.
They were not cursing.
I do not play cursing music. And then I played...
It's a Japanese anyway.
Yes, so. And then I played Cat Is Not Really Affable Creature and Chicken Sandwich.
Nice.
Along with some... Coffee and JD's Revenge, huh?
Great movies.
Great movies indeed. And here's some more music. I'll smooth it out. Maybe some surf music will smooth it out a little bit.
Surf? Okay.
All right. Surfing on out, bros.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Diablo's place, huh?
It's pretty creepy down here.
Yeah, this place definitely gives me the creeps, just the way you like it.
Baron, can you even see where we're going?
I can't see much. I can smell something. What?
I think I see something.
What's making that noise? Can you hear that,
Danny?
Deadbeat.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Where Westworld stopped, Future World begins. Future World, offering fantasy, sensuality, and adventure. Complete satisfaction guaranteed. Entrance fee, $1,200 a day. Exit fee, your life. Peter Fonda, Blythe Danner, Arthur Hill, and Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in Future World. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Mark!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
All right, that was On Both Sides of the Break, The Ghastly Ones from A Haunting We Will Go. Played Mysterions, The Bots Go Creeping, Diablo's Theme, Action Squad, and Deadbeat.
Right on.
Wow, right on. Played Future World, which is a great movie.
Did we do that one? We did Westworld, didn't we?
I can't remember. I know we did Westworld.
We should do Future World. Future World's the one with Peter Fonda in it.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Are we Slow Robot a go-go right now?
No, we're not. But okay. If you want to hear about lots of B-movies, why don't you go on over to BunchOfDorks.com and click on the top one is Slow Robot a Go-Go?
B-Z grade movie.
Yep, where we talk about crazy, crazy movies. And middle button is
a two-dimension comic book podcast. No direction, a lot of comic books.
And the bottom one is The Bunch of Dorks, which it was a lot like this, but more cursing and anger.
It's sort of like on hiatus now.
Yeah, I don't know. I do miss us having the free form of just talking
about
anything, but I don't know.
And cussing a lot.
Oh, a lot of cussing. All right, well, let's play some music on out of here. I don't know. What do we want to do?
Ooh, I don't know, man. Remember, you lost a lot of stuff with your little incident, so let's rock out. Let's go rocking.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to play some of that Red Morris. I broke them last week. It's like prog guitar.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you'll dig them. All right, and then, of course, when you hear Don Sullivan singing his mushroom song, that will signify to you that's the end of the show. We'll see y'all next week, everyone.
The bag.
What?
The bag. The bag with all the envelopes and all the money.
Don't worry about that. Nobody's gonna steal that here.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're always true. Look into my eyes and you will understand.
Created a girl and a boy.